Good morning, friends. Welcome and welcome back. Isn't it good to be together? Yes, a round of applause. It is exciting. It's so good to be back in church once again, where we should be. And we had a full congregation this morning as well at 10 o'clock. So in total, we think about over 70 people have been at worship here today. So we praise the Lord and ask him that that would continue into December and into the new year as well. It's God who has kept us united, kept us one as a family, even while we were apart. And we give him thanks today. And I also add my welcome to John, our mayor. It's lovely to welcome you here today. Thank you for representing our town and social services who will receive our gifts of toys that we will bring forward later in our service today. This is the second Sunday in Advent. We prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Kim is going to light our two Advent candles and share some words. Thank you.
We light our first candle for all God's people. We light our second candle for all God's prophets. Prophets of the past, present, and future call us to end poverty and hunger. May the light of the prophets shine bright today. May their words point us to God.
Thank you, Kim. After our first song, there will be an opportunity for us to count our blessings and name those things that we are thankful for to God today, and then we will share them out aloud. So maybe you can be thinking of something that you're grateful for today. As we remain seated, still not able to sing, but to listen to the words of the Advent hymn, Joy to the World. So what are these things that we want to thank God for today? I'll begin with one that was shared with me just before our service began. And that was somebody in our congregation who wants to remain anonymous, who was telling me they were in a supermarket yesterday and buying some things for the food bank. That was what was on the checkout conveyor belt. And as they were about to pay for £40 worth of goods, the lady behind said, "I'll pay for that." That happened yesterday, and I know that person gives thanks to God, and we pray and give thanks to God for that person and for those acts of kindness that happen at this time of year. If you have something that you'd like to say thank you to God for, just it might be a phrase, then just put up your hand and you can just call that out from where you're seated. Sham. Thank you. Brian. Thank you, and we join you in that appreciation. Anne?
I've got to see my mummy. She's not coming home.
Yes. You're missing your mum. Yes. And we pray for her. We pray that she'll know the Lord's with her today. Yeah.
Thank you for good health during this pandemic.
For health in this time of sickness. Yes. Linda. For our medical staff teams, the kindness. Yes, we give thanks to God for each one of them today. Yes. Phoebe? Thankful to be back in church. Dorothy, and then we'll come to Pat. I'll just repeat that for those who didn't hear, for your granddaughter who is training to be a doctor and seeking to help others. Thank you, Dorothy. Pat. Thank you for the support of family. Yes, Rosemary.
For the beauties of the natural world, well, the still flowers and berries and birds, trees and beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, Kim. And we're pleased to see you. Yeah. Pleased to have our doors open. Colin. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm thankful that next Wednesday, Joe and I celebrate our silver wedding anniversary. So I'm going to present a medal to Joe. we got married on the 9th of December, 1995, in Nottingham. And Joe came down the aisle to Joy to the World. So that's always one that I choose around this Sunday. So we give thanks to God for Joe and for his love and for her love. Yeah. And many countless blessings beside, I'm sure. Even if we've not spoken something aloud, I know that we've each got something in our heart to be thankful for in these very difficult times. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let us pray. God, we can only wonder at every gift you send, at blessings without number and mercies without end. We lift our hearts before you and wait upon your word. We honour and adore you, our great and mighty Lord. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. One of the children, I think it was this morning, said how they enjoyed seeing the trees, the Christmas trees. And we're grateful to those who set up our tree and also our crib that we see before us, which reminds us how Jesus came to us, not as a king in a warm palace, but as a child in a poor stable. I wonder if you have a nativity scene at home. There are so many different kinds, aren't there? I want to show one on screen that you've probably not seen before, and I want to tell you the story behind it. We see the nativity here. Well, this scene is called the negativity. You can see the faces, can you? They're all quite cross and quite glum. And the story behind this is that the artist, David Nedro, was talking with his sister and niece back in 2012. And they were chatting about someone they knew who had a very negative attitude towards Christmas. And they joked that he should display a negativity scene at home. And that's how it came about, this tradition was born. And it's quite shocking, isn't it, in a way? And some people might be offended to see such a cross-looking group of people. We can see a couple of the close-ups, actually. Here's Mary. We normally picture Mary with a halo and very serene and porcelain, a statue. But I'm sure she was cross at having to give birth in a stable that her silly husband, Joseph, had not booked the room in Bethlehem. It was full. And then the next picture, where we sing in the carol, the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. But he was fully human. We sing, he feels for our sadness, he shares in our gladness. So maybe he did cry as well, I'm sure he did. And then the last picture there, the sheep looking far from home, far from his family. And you know, maybe there is a lot of negativity around at Christmas. And for good reason, perhaps. A lot of people find this difficult as they look ahead to a very different Christmas, maybe apart from their loved ones. Things not working out as they dreamed. It can make us feel sad. It can make us feel negative. So we acknowledge those feelings today. We don't leave them at the door. We want to just bring them here and give them to the Lord who understands. He understands, and it's why Jesus came. He came to carry our negativity, our sadness on the cross. He bore it for us there, and he takes the weight of it today. And may our negativity, by God's love, washing it away, be replaced with positivity. Positivity today. There's much to be positive about today. This toy service, where we have an opportunity to make a difference and bring forward our gifts for families in need in Haverhill and the surrounding area. So let's be joyful today and put a smile on the faces of children today. We can see the last slide there. A picture of the shoeboxes. We couldn't bring them into church, but we dedicate them today to God that will bring smiles on children's faces around the world. And the gifts we bring today will be wrapped and will be under Christmas trees, just as the ones brought this morning at 10 o'clock are under our tree, bringing joy and comfort to children. And comfort is the theme of our Old Testament Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 1. And Alan is please going to read these words for us. Thank you.
The prophet Isaiah says, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, 'In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?" All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, "Here is your God." See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
Thank you very much, Alan, for that reading. And a wonderful promise there at the end for families, and particularly for mothers today. He gently leads the mothers of the lambs. And we pray that all families will know that care today. And centuries later, John the Baptist came and repeated those words of Isaiah. In the wilderness, clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, on a diet of locusts and honey, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people went out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. And speaking of Jesus, John proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And may that word burn strong in our hearts today, that call to repentance and that baptism, that presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This week, thinking about that negativity that I showed on the screen earlier and the real feelings of Christmas, and the real feelings that were there in that stable, I was inspired to write a poem that I'd like to share with you. And the response is going to be on the screen. I'd like you to respond after each phrase with the words, "That's a Christmas I can believe in." And you can say that as loud as you like through your mask. Real life stories. Full of meaning. John the Baptist's heartfelt pleading. Mary was puzzled about conceiving. Joseph thought she was deceiving. Bethlehem was truly heaving. The stable floor in need of cleaning. The birth was hard and not appealing. Hear the baby Jesus screaming. Shepherds on the hill were freezing. The angels sang of peace and healing. King Herod was up to his old scheming. Wandering wise men, their families grieving. The frankincense had got them sneezing. Real lives and real feelings. All the world God was redeeming. The precious gift of love revealing. Thank you for sharing in that response. And may you each find a Christmas you can believe in this year because of Jesus. Well, as a sign of our love for our neighbour, we're going to bring forward our gifts of toys and those toys that have been passed on to us by others who cannot be here today. Maybe you've brought some on others' behalf. Gifts for local children and families who may otherwise not receive a gift this year. And John and Kay and myself are going to be here at the front to receive your gifts, which we're going to bring in turn. So first of all, those seated on the window side, if you will come row by row in turn to bring the gifts forward and we'll receive them, and then return to your seat, and then the middle section in turn will bring your gifts, and then the section here. And as we do so, we listen to a song called A Christmas to Believe In, by the singer Matthew West. I'm going to ask John to please come and have a word. Thank you.
Peter, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on behalf of Hayfield Town Council, thank you for inviting me today on this second toy service. Again, like the first service, a lot of toys being donated. Hopefully, those less fortunate around when social services do their great job of distributing them shortly with the boxes as well. It's been a strange year, this last 9 months, 10 months. Hopefully light is at the end of the tunnel, as they say, with the, you know, the various vaccines that are around. And you know, the government say by Easter we should be in a better position, and I hope that is the case. I hope you have a lovely Christmas. Keep safe, keep well, and hopefully you'll be able to all meet in better circumstances with more people here, you know, in the next few months. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John, very much indeed, and we wish you and your family a very happy Christmas as well. Thank you for being with us today, and I add my own thanks to you all for your generosity and kindness shown today. It really is overwhelming. Thank you. We're going to continue in worship as Joe is going to lead and sing. A song which reminds us of us being part of God's family, adopted as his sons and daughters. If you'd like to stand, you're very welcome to, as we listen to this song.
Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone, 'cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone, 'cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore.
Please be seated. Thank you, Joe. And one day we will be singing with you in the near future, we hope. Now, Brian is going to please come and read to us a New Testament reading set for today. Please, thank you.
2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 15. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him.
Thank you, Brian, for those challenging words that remind us of the day of the Lord's coming, to be ready for that day, not to look at it with fear, but with expectation, knowing that we are secure in his hand. It's always humbling, and especially today, to see such a wide range of toys. So many toys given for children and families in need. And I'd like for us to think just for a moment about what happened before these gifts came here and what will happen to them afterwards as we listen for God's message today. And Felicity is very keen to come and just keep an eye on them and make sure none of the adults come and try and play with them. during the service. Just three short points. Firstly, to say, before today, each one of these gifts was carefully chosen. Carefully chosen with great thoughtfulness. We do not know the names of the children who will receive these gifts. And maybe that made it hard for you to buy them. But despite that, we still wanted to give the best that we could. That's why they are new toys here today. We wanted to give the best because they deserve the best. As though they were our own children or grandchildren. And that gives me an insight into the way that God gives. The Advent and Christmas scene show God's careful choosing. In God's wise plan, John the Baptist is chosen to prepare the way for Jesus. Humble Mary is chosen to be the God-bearer. Humble Bethlehem is chosen for his birth. Poor shepherds are chosen to hear the good news first. And wise men are prompted to follow the star. And amazingly, God has carefully chosen you and me. We are God's precious child. And in response to what God has done, you and I have chosen to follow Jesus, to love Jesus. So be thankful today to God, who in Jesus has carefully chosen to give his very best for the world. And then secondly, to say that each one of these gifts today is lovingly given. Behind our gift jar of toys is a heart of love. We don't want any child this Christmas to miss out because of their family circumstance, because of child poverty. With Isaiah and John the Baptist, we long for and work for the day when poverty is no more and there is an equal sharing. I remember one day I went into a church and there was a sign in that church concerning its security to deter thieves. And it said, "This church is alarmed." And I read that in a different way. This church is alarmed. And today we should be alarmed at poverty, alarmed that so many children will go without this Christmas. That is alarming. And it's something that we want to work to change. And we give thanks for all the ways his church in our town, in Britain, around the world, with other charities, are working to make poverty history. We are alarmed today. And with John the Baptist, we come and we repent and we seek to give ourselves to change and make a difference. And this again gives us an insight into the way God loves. God wants no one to be left out. God's heart is big enough for the whole world. So be thankful to God today, our good shepherd, for his kindness and compassion shown to all families. Carefully chosen, lovingly given, and then finally, we look to the time when each one of these gifts will be personally named. Tomorrow, our local social services team will collect the toys given today. And they will have the pleasure and perhaps the great challenge of choosing the right gifts for each family. And later, these gifts will be wrapped and a label written with the name of the child. And in our mind's eye, we wonder at the excitement, the gifts being opened on Christmas morning, something we don't get to see, nor a thank you letter from these children, but we know they will be thankful on that day. Personally named, it reminds me of the naming of Jesus. In a dream, Joseph is told by an angel that Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The very name Jesus means Saviour. And that's what we want to offer today. More than toys. Toys point at Christmas to the greater gift, the greatest gift of Jesus Christ. He was given to save us from our sins and to show us how to live, to give us power to live to that standard that Brian read out to us from 2 Peter chapter 3, that we might be blameless at the day of the Lord's coming, not because of our own righteousness, but because of Jesus and his blood shed for us that covers our sins, our Saviour. So be thankful today that you have been saved, forgiven, and restored by Jesus. Let us lead lives of holiness and godliness, ready to welcome him on the day of his coming. So in closing, our gifts today of toys and God's gift of Jesus, carefully chosen, lovingly given, and personally named. Amen. Let us pray as we reflect on God's word for us today. Let us pray. Now we pray for children. Father God, bring children the gift of love. Let our gift of toys show that they are loved and cared for. Father God, bring children the gift of joy. May these toys bring a smile to their faces and happiness this Christmas. Father God, bring children the gift of peace. Let your gift of peace make their worries melt away like snow. Father God, bring children the gift of hope. May your gift of hope help them believe that things will get better. Father God, bring children the gift of courage. Let your gift of hope give them the strength they need to face each challenge and overcome it. And Father God, bring children the gift of safety. keep them safe from all danger and harm. Bless all children everywhere. And now we bring to God those concerns on our hearts today, and we bring them to him, either unspoken or prayed aloud. Bless each one gathered here today and those who will be listening at home later. Bind us all together in your love, we pray. May we receive grace upon grace this Christmas and Advent. And fill us with your love, we pray, to share with others in this week ahead. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers, which we bring to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you are able to join us next Sunday morning at the same time, 11:30, and I will be leading the morning service. And at 10 o'clock, there will be no service in church, but our Sunday Club children and parents will be making their Christingles next Sunday morning. So no service at 10, but 11:30 again here. We'll remain seated as we worship the Lord with our final song, which is sung to us by the Christian singer Geraldine Latty with Carey Luce on the piano. May these words minister to us today. Let's stand together. We dedicate to God and in his name these gifts of toys, the gifts of shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child, the gift of this money for the work of his kingdom, and with them, the gift of our heart to the Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. The Lord goes with you. His blessing rests upon you, now and always. Amen. We say together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please be seated.